There's some famous Divrei Torah that you wonder if they're really as famous as they are, but perhaps the most famous question for real in Parshas Tetzaveh is, why is Moshe's name missing from Tetzaveh? It doesn't make any sense. Moshe Rabbeinu finds himself in every Parsha from his birth in Shmos all the way until the end of Sefer Bamidbar. Every single week you see his name. Moshe becomes the instrumental figure in the delivery of each story and all the laws of the Torah. So why is his name absent from Parshas Tetzaveh? Most famous answer given is, of course, Mecheni Nam Sifrecha Asher Katavta. Moshe Rabbeinu says in next week's Parsha, Parsha Kitisa, God says to him, I'm going to destroy the base, I'm going to destroy the Jewish people. I can't believe they did Chet Egel. This is horrible. And Moshe Rabbeinu says he can't do it. God, how can you kill the Jewish people? You're going to start over for me? If that's what you're going to do, erase me from the book. I don't need to be there either. So that's great. But then why is Moshe Rabbeinu absent from the week before? Why is it from Parshas Tetzaveh? What is so special about Parshas Tetzaveh? Rabbi Riskin offers an unbelievable answer. And I think that this answer is something that we have to take with us every day of our life. He says, what is the nature of a Kohen? So first you have to understand what's the nature of a human being. So he quotes a very, very brilliant insight. He says, if you ask somebody how they're doing, and they say they're doing great, it means that probably their competition is not doing so well. Perhaps is on the verge of bankruptcy. If a person says they're doing good, it means they're getting by. They're fine. Perhaps their competition is fine. And if they say that they're doing terribly, it means that they're struggling, but their competition is succeeding. He says that's the way it works. We all look and say like, ugh, I'm not doing so well because he's doing so much better. But he says the institution of the kahuna is the exact opposite. The kohen actually revels in the success of everyone else. The kohen looks and says, if he's doing well and my livelihood is dependent upon that person, then therefore the better he's doing, the better I'm going to be doing. And that's why the Kohen, when he gives the bracha of Varechas Amo Yisrael B'Ahava, he says, I have to give the bracha with love. How do you give a bracha with love? How is it possible to say, I love someone? It's a very hard thing to demand the emotion of love. But perhaps, if I'm invested in the relationship, I want them to do well. I want them to be successful because it's good for me as well. That's how I could truly love someone. It's a connection because I want them to be successful. I want them to do well. Says Rabbi Riskin, that really at the end of the day is what Moshe Rabbeinu is all about. The Parsha of Tetzaveh, which talks about the kahuna, the kohanim that have to love that Jewish people and have that relationship, is that not the most appropriate place for Moshe to be missing? Moshe says, I can't be in that parsha. I love the Jewish people so much. If they're not going to be there anymore, God, get rid of me. Moshe Rabbeinu puts a stamp on his relationship with the Jewish people with that statement. He says, it cannot be that they can go, that they can't go on and I can. We're one and the same. That's Levareches Amo Yisrael B'Ahava. That is to love the Jewish people. To have love on that level, it would be only appropriate in this week's Parsha Tetzaveh for Moshe Rabbeinu's name to be missing. To show an expression of the love of the Kohen for the Jewish people and the love of Moshe Rabbeinu for the Jewish people.